The city of Philadelphia set aside hundreds of thousands of dollars for nonprofits aiming to prevent gun violence. But months after the awards were announced, some groups say they have not been paid out. WHYY's Sammy Kayola reports.
Michaela Warwick led about a dozen teens in a brainstorming session Saturday.
I would like to uproot judgment. I would like to uproot labeling black women as furious, angry, and wild for voicing our opinions.
They were making a vision statement for their youth advisory board.
How does that sound? How does that sound? Y'all, that was a poem.
Warwick's nonprofit, it's called Collective Climb, runs healing circles and empowerment programs for black youth. It's one of 41 groups the city selected last September to receive a targeted community investment grant. These grants range between $10,000 and $45,000. The city has lifted them up as part of its strategy to prevent gun violence. But Warwick says as of now, her group has only received about two-thirds of the funding they were supposed to get, and that's hindered their ability to bring services to teens.
With all of the delays, it's made it very difficult to actually fulfill that intention in that quick, personal, and to-the-point way.
To explain what's happening, I have to get a little technical about how these grants work. Nonprofit groups selected by the city had a choice: front the money and get reimbursed, or have a fiscal sponsor make purchases on their behalf. We talked to a dozen nonprofits for this story. A few of them said their experience went smoothly, but most said it was onerous and time-consuming. Erica Atwood with the city helps oversee these grants. She said the payment delays were partly due to staffing shortages and technical problems.
I won't make excuses for the challenges that our grantees have faced. That has never been our intention.
The Urban Affairs Coalition, the fiscal sponsor that the city contracts with to distribute the money, said the process was held up by necessary communication with city staff about which requests to approve. So far, they've paid out roughly $450,000 of the $658,000 earmarked for the grants. Elizabeth Clinton is development manager for a youth sports nonprofit called Safe Hub Philadelphia. When I talked to her at the end of February, she said they'd received $0 in reimbursements.
So the TCIG grant was definitely a resource-intensive process.
Nonprofits we talked to, especially small grassroots groups, said they had to turn to private donors or use their own funds to keep their programs running. Angenique Howard at nonprofit Unique Dreams, Inc. says this puts groups in a stressful position.
That's a difficult task for a nonprofit, especially for a smaller nonprofit, you know, to be able to have those funds available.
Nonprofits say if the city really wants to help, they need to make the process easier going forward. Allison Ferguson leads the Scattergood Foundation. It's an evaluation group that works closely with Philadelphia nonprofits. She says funders should give groups the money up front and then ask for receipts later.
I think it's time now for both government entities and philanthropy to really trust the nonprofits that are doing the work on the ground to really have organizations have a runway to get their work up and running.
Atwood with the city says she's ready to make changes and that they have added staff to speed up the reimbursement process.
To avoid continued stress and trauma to our community-based organizations and so they can fulfill their programming to the communities that need that program the most.
Nonprofit leaders said if they knew how difficult it would be to get paid out, they might not have applied for this grant. Michaela Warwick at Collective Climb said the city should be more transparent with nonprofits going forward.
All grant recipients should know this is how our relationship will be. This is the time that is required.
In December, the city awarded gun violence prevention grants to even more nonprofits. They have until November to pay them out. Sammy Kayola, WHYY News.